war with Japan. A speech delivered first to the House of Commons and then broadcast to the world, December the 8th, 1941.
As soon as I heard last night that Japan had attacked the United States, my first feeling was that Parliament should be immediately summoned. We are fighting for the maintenance of a parliamentary system, and it is indispensable to our system of government that Parliament should play its full part in all the important acts of the state and on all the great occasions in the conduct of the war. The great number of members who attended, in spite of the shortness of the notice, shows the zeal and strictness with which the members of both houses attend to their duties. You will remember that a month ago, with the full approval of the nation and of the empire, I pledged the word of Great Britain that should the United States become involved in a war with Japan, a British declaration would follow within the hour. I therefore spoke to President Roosevelt on the Atlantic telephone last night with a view to arranging the timing of our respective declarations. The President told me that he would this morning send a message to Congress, and I assured him that we would follow immediately. However, it soon appeared that British territory in Malaya had also been the object of a Japanese attack, and later on it was announced from Tokyo that the Japanese High Command, not the Imperial Japanese Government, but the Japanese High Command had declared that a state of war existed with Great Britain and the United States. In view of the attack and of this declaration, there was no need to wait for the declaration by Congress. And in any case, there is the complication that American time is nearly 6 hours behind ours. The Cabinet, therefore, which met at 12:30 today, authorized an immediate declaration of war upon Japan. Instructions to this effect were sent to our ambassador at Tokyo and the Japanese chargé d'affaires in London, and his staff have been given their passports. Meanwhile, hostilities have already begun. The Japanese began a landing in British territory in northern Malaya at about 6 o'clock. That's 1 a.m. local time yesterday. And they were immediately engaged by our troops who were there waiting for them. The Home Office measures against the Japanese nationals were set in motion a little after 10 last night. You will see, therefore, that no time has been lost, and you will see also that we are actually ahead of our engagements.